Morning. It's 7:50 a.m. Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2016. It's a decidedly unpleasant morning out here this morning. The sky is mostly overcast. There's some breaks in the clouds off to the west. With any luck, this stuff will move off to the east. But right now, it's kind of dark and gray and cold. And feels colder than 46 degrees. Get the hood back here a little bit. The hood is good for keeping the wind out of my neck, but it also forces my head forward because of the ball cap. And yeah, that's cold on my ears now. Yikes. Okay, anyway. So we're going to walk. We're going to talk. I don't know what we're going to talk about today. We've had a guest at the house. My daughter brought back a kitten. A young Tom that she found in the street on Halloween. Late at night, no way to do anything with it. So she brought it home. And we gave it a meal, found it a cat box, a litter box, gave it some toys to play with. It's basically been sleeping for a day and a half. He's beautiful though. He's not one of these nervous cats. He just sort of looks at you when you make a noise, and he'll look at you like, okay, and we've had him locked in the master bedroom to keep him from becoming a problem for the other cats. And we were trying to turn him over to the Humane Society, but they don't have any more room for cats. They're full of cats. And there's room over in Evans, but the expense was a bit more than we wanted to incur, at least right off the bat. So we have, there's a Lost and Found Pets in Greeley Facebook group, which we've posted to, and put some posters up around where the kitty was found. And last night we got a call. Yeah, I lost my cat a few weeks ago, and I can't believe somebody found him. Well, I'm guessing somebody found him before us, because this is not a cat who gives any indication that he's been living on the street for a couple of weeks. I suppose it's possible. But the caller sent us some pictures, and looks like the guy. A little bit bigger, a little bit older, but it looks like the guy. Now, it's sometimes difficult to tell. I mean, it's a dilute orange tabby. He's very yellow. He's very sweet. Nothing seems to faze him. He knows how to sleep with people in a bed. I got into bed last night, and he He jumped up and curled up on my feet, like any well-behaved cat might. So this is not a strange environment for him. At one point, he found his noisy toy around 3 a.m., decided that was the best thing ever in the dark. And before I knew it, he was curled up in my beard, purring so loudly. So it was fun. I'm ready for him to go home now. So, with any luck, the owner will come over today and see the kitty and sweep him up and take him home. Which would be good because having an extra cat is stressing certain individuals in my household. What are we going to do with another cat? What are we going to do about this cat? What are we going to do? Jesus. What we're going to do is, one day at a time, give the owners a chance to find the flyers, to find the posting. And then we'll make a decision about what are we going to do about the cat. Are we going to take him over and get him fixed? If we're going to have to keep him around the house, we need to take him over to the vets and have him get checked up. But if the owner is going to come and take him, then done. We can all go back to what passes for normal. So 4K day yesterday was a good day. I got 3K during the day. I got 1K after dinner. I've already got 1,000 words in for today. This is not going to be, I don't believe this is going to be a 4K day. It needs to be, but it needs to be a 10K day, but I've got to make a grocery run. I've got to take the kid to her therapist. Luckily, dinner is not a big deal. Dinner is a roast. I'll peel some potatoes. A bit dizzy this morning. Sleepy. My back is sore. That all too familiar cramp between my shoulder blades where I can't really get at it. Apparently it rained last night. I've seen a lot of wet fences. There was a little puddle on the top of that junction box there. So apparently it rained last night. I'm not surprised. Everything feels wet. The air is damp. Monk post. Suitably slapped. I'm trying to walk along quickly this morning because I'm hungry. I've been up for an hour. I've been up long enough to write 1,000 words. Been up a little bit longer than an hour, actually. I've had a cup of coffee. My tummy is telling me, yeah, coffee's nice. What about some food? What about a little something-something? Sirens are out in force this morning. That's a fire truck. Don't know what's on fire. Smell any smoke. They're moving well off, so wherever it is somewhere off to the north. So, I don't know where the book is going. I wrote 1,000 words this morning. The more I write, the sillier it seems. I need to find the thread. But I think the problem is that I'm on the thread. I just don't recognize where it's going. which is bad because at 60,000 words, I should be closing in on something approaching a plot point here. And the only plot points have been involving internal conflict with Ishmael, and he's really not participating in the shipboard life at all, which is a problem. It's a problem for the ship. It's a problem for him. And so getting that resolved. It's probably the answer. I have a little bit of thriller action coming up. We'll see. The book is the work is the book. I gotta stop second guessing myself until I get an ending that is a satisfying ending. So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I have to tell Podium on Friday whether I can have it to them by the 1st of January. And the way things are going right now, I think the answer is going to have to be no. The thing is, it's not worth rushing the story and coming up with a substandard story just for the sake of making a deadline. And so I won't do that. But I am anxious to see how the story turns out, so I am anxious to get it written. I'm anxious to get it to the point where I can toss it to beta readers. But here I am, at the back gate, and with any luck at all. Oh, no, I got that. I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day, there we go. I'm at the back gate, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.